Omaha.
Thank you very much. As everybody witnessed, that wasn't a thing of beauty, except the end score from our perspective. It was a grind the whole game, and fortunately we got a little separation, then we didn't close the game very well, but they made so many hard shots coming down the stretch, and we helped them by making some bonehead plays. But really proud of our guys, proud of our team, in a game in which if Doak wasn't able to come back from his injury, we don't win. And usually Devontae is a little bit more consistent, but we had Malik and a couple others step up and make some huge plays. So I'm really proud of this group.
This time we'll take questions for our student athletes in the front on the aisle, then we'll go to the right side. Please give your name and your outlet right here, sir.
Zach Brazil, New York Post. What were your thoughts on Delgado? I mean, it's one of the 23 rounds, the third most rebounds since 1973 in the tournament. Just seemed like he was kind of everywhere.
What was my thoughts? Oh, I thought he was, he's obviously the best player in the game. Well, Malik for us and Delgado for them. Well, Carrington was pretty good too, but he was a man. He was a man, and we knew he was good. I really think not having Doak in there more against him probably hurt us some, because I really think physically he was able to get the best of Mitch, and Silvio didn't give very many opportunities. But I think he's a terrific player. The thing that impresses me as much about him as anything, he never forces it, he takes his time, and he's probably as good a passer as he is a rebounder. You know, he was great.
Okay, we're going to stay on this side, but we're going to... Questions for the student athletes, and then we'll dismiss them, and then we're finished with Coach.
Gary Bedore, Casey Starr, Udoka, what did you think of Delgado, and how did you feel tonight? Obviously, the team needed your minutes.
I thought it was great. Like, right from the jump, we knew that he was really good at rebounding the ball, and he's a force in the paint. And, today he proved it. He came on, he rebounded the ball well, and... I'm glad. Like I'm back, you know, in the team with the team, and I feel really good.
Greg Eklund, Kansas Public Radio, also for Doak. Can you explain? I mean, how you went from 3 minutes to 22 minutes today? Was it the training staff? How did this develop in the last 48 hours?
Can you repeat it? Can you say it again?
The only one that was hurt.
Can you say it again?
How'd you go from playing 3 minutes in the first round to 22 minutes today? Was it the training staff that got you ready? How did you do it?
It's pretty much about my mindset. Like, you know, I knew coming into the game, like, my team needed me. And, you know, like I told my coaches yesterday, because coach asked me if I was good to go. I said, coach, like, I'm ready whenever you want me to. Like, I feel good. And, you know, I spoke with my trainers and the doctor and all that, they did a good job. They was like, if you're good, then you can go. So, like, coach was trying to limit my time. Sometimes I'm like, coach, I'm good. Like, I'm good to go. But like I said, yeah, I'm feeling good right now. I feel good to be back with the team. And as soon as I stepped on the court, like, you know, I felt good, and I was just good to go. So, yeah.
On the left side of the aisle there.
Bobby Nightingale, Lawrence Journal World. Malik, did you guys expect that from Udoka today, his minutes?
Yeah, we did. And, Coach always been saying that once he come back, he was going to be good because, like Udoka just said, his attitude been good, his mindset been good. And I think we have some of the best trainers in college basketball. So once we saw him out there, I knew he was going to be good. I knew he wasn't going to be shying away to his knee. So like Doak just said, I'm glad he back. I'm glad he with the team. And moving forward, I think he can only play better.
On the right side. And then we'll go up front.
Kelton Brooks, Hutch News. Malik, the previous game, Devontae, he hit 28, then today you had 27, I believe. Can you talk to me about the versatility of the team and how you guys are able to have so many different options throughout games?
I think the way they coach play us with the four guards and with the big man, I think any one of our starting five always have a chance to go out and get 20 plus. And we always capable of it. And, I mean, we just have, you know, different guys that can go out and make a play for themselves or make a play for others. So, I mean, we versatile all over the court. And, we got a big fella right here that we can throw it into, and he can go get us 20 in and give it night. So, it's a lot of weapons that we have to our arsenal.
Yeah, for the players, aside from Delgado, what did you think of the rest of Seton Hall's team and the way they kept rallying in obviously a very hostile environment?
Start with Malik first.
I think that was a good team. Like you said, I think the other guys, they did a great job, especially Carrington. I think he did a great job of scoring the ball and distributing. And, the other guys, they were solid. I think they played their role, and, we was just able to make them take hard shots.
Joker?
Pretty much what Malik said. Like, they're a really good team and a really good coach. And, Delgado and the rest of the team, they are really good. And we just, try to contain them and, make them take high shot. And that's it.
Up in the front on the aisle. There you go. Okay, we're going to defer right here.
Malik, the last time Kansas played Seton Hall, it was 2001. Do you remember what you was doing in 2001?
I'm probably somebody classroom or somebody gym. But I can't think back there for.
Was you the coach then?
You the coach?
Malik, what did you think of the final couple minutes? You were going to the line and hitting free throw after free throw, and it was pretty frantic. What did you think of your clutch performance in the last few minutes?
I think it was the 4-minute mark timeout. Coach pulled us in the huddle, and he just told us that we was in a bonus. So try to get downhill and try to get fouled. And I was able to be aggressive. I seen scenes in the defense, and I was able to hit them quick. And like you said, I was able to get to the line, knock my free throws down tonight.
Greg?
Malik, you guys shot 60% in the second half. How much did Udoka's presence early in that half kind of set the tone for the second half shooting?
It was huge. Like I said earlier, he's a guy that can go get 20 points. So, he's definitely a focus on offense. So, with Big Fella in, he was able to open up the three-point line for us and able to open up some drives for us. And, he made some terrific passes off the post. So, just Big Fella being in there, it was huge for us because it got us going early.
Time for a couple more questions up front here.
For the players, how much of a difference did the home environment and the fans make for you today?
Malik, first, please.
It was huge. Like I always say, it's not Allen Fieldhouse, but, it is home court advantage for us. And those guys, they did a great job of when we were struggling, didn't really have anything going of giving us energy and pumping us up. So, big shout-out to all the fans that was in attendance tonight.
Okay, back to the aisle here. Left side.
Malik, for when Devontae's having an off night shooting, what does he say to the rest of you guys?
He just tell us just keep being aggressive. Just go out, make plays, have fun. And we believe that almost every shot he takes is going to go in. So we tell him the same thing, and he just do a great job of leading us. And if his shot not going, just opening up scenes and opening up open shots for us.
Any final questions for the student athletes here? If not, guys, congratulations. Now we'll take questions for the coach. Front row here on the right side.
Hey, Bill. Jesse Newell, Kansas City Star. You played to Malik late in the game. He found speed for the three. That's usually Devontae's play. Can you speak to that moment for you guys?
I thought that may have been the biggest play of the game. When they made their run, and I don't know what it was, 4 or 5, probably when he made the play, but he drove it like he's been driving it, and they cut him off. I think Delgado cut him off, and he was kind of trapped down there and was strong with the ball, and everybody collapsed to him, and he found, a wide-open speed, which was probably, Malik made some big shots, but that may have been as big a shot as we had in the game.
Staying in the back on the right.
Coach, Malik's played 2 games in the NCAA tournament. What have you made of his performances in the 2 games so far?
Well, I didn't think he had a chance to do as much against Penn. He only got about 8 shots, I think, against Penn. And today, he carried us there for a stretch. He was, in the first half, what did he have, 14 or so in the first half? I can't remember. And he had 10 the first half and had 18 the second half. And certainly he made his free throws. He didn't turn it over. He almost made a bonehead play against the press late when he pivoted to the baseline and threw it to Devontae, but he got fouled. But for the most part, he played well. I thought he defended okay. He made a couple of bad switches or didn't switch when they made some threes late. But You know, if you take away our how we guarded the ball, you know, they made some hard threes there late, Carrington did. But if you take away how we guarded the ball at the end of the game, I mean, we actually played pretty good, but certainly our inability to keep Carrington in front of us certainly made the game a lot more interesting.
On the left side aisle.
Going into the game, is that what you expected from Udoka, 20-plus minutes? And
I was hoping 20. That was what I was hoping. And he could have played more, I think. I took him out, you know, there at with about three left, I think. And turned out not to be a great play to take him out, obviously, because Delgado got his hands on a couple of balls. And we still missed our free throws. But I thought he did great. I mean, he practiced one day in the last 11, and that was yesterday. And the question was asked earlier, how did he go from 3 to 22? We were told that if he played a lot on Thursday, he'd be too sore to play on Saturday, more than likely. So try to limit him as much as possible, and then he's going to be really sore tomorrow and Monday, and hopefully he can practice Tuesday through Thursday and get ready to go again. But I thought his attitude has been great, and he's matured so much, and he's really made a – in my opinion, he was the most valuable player, because if his mind wasn't so right to get healthy that fast, there's no way we would have won that game.
Got 2 minutes left, so we're going to take a question from Greg and one other question.
Coach, you like to break this tournament down to weekends. You won this first weekend. Yeah. Can you share your thoughts on the state of this team as it moves forward?
Well, I think in the NCAA tournament, you don't worry as much if you played well or if you played poorly. You worry more about did we advance. And I think that's all we did this weekend is we advanced. I don't think we were good against Penn except for short stretches, and I don't think we were very good today except for short stretches. And, of course, Seton Hall had a lot to do with that. But we put ourselves in a position where hopefully we'll play much better next week and play our best ball. I guess we'll play Clemson or Auburn. If I'm, you know, if I figured it out right, which I think that's a pretty easy figure, and certainly we're going to have to be better, obviously on Friday.
One final question. Congratulations, Coach.